first legal appearance this weekend, the father of bluegrass music from Decca Records, Bill Munro and the Bluegrass Boys.
Bluegrass Boys are glad to be back here once again with you. And it's really good to see a lot of folks out for the Bluegrass Festival here. And we've met a lot of friends, a lot of people that we know, and got acquainted with a lot of other people. It's gone a long ways for the festival. I'd like to call out the names of everybody right quick here so you'll know them and what state they're from. They're proud of their state as you are yours. And on the left-hand side over here with the guitar is a boy that was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. His name is James William Monroe. The boy with the five-string banjo, he's from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. His name is Roy Yarber. And on the right-hand side with the bass fiddle here from the state of Michigan is Douglas Green. Let's give him a hand. All right, now for our three fine old-time fiddlers over on that corner over there. This boy right here is from the mountains of Kentucky and one of the finest old-time fiddlers in bluegrass, Kenny Baker. The gentleman back here in the back and a real friend of mine from the state of Texas, Tex Logan. Let's give him a hand. Tex wrote the number entitled Christmas Time's A-Comin' and done the Bluegrass Boys a lot of good. And on the corner over there from Tennessee is another wonderful fiddler and a fine fella. His name is Charlie Smith. Let's make Charlie welcome. All right, now we're going to go with an old-timer that we sang quite a bit on, and it'll bring in James Monroe and Rule Yard with myself, entitled Sitting on Top of the World. She's gone and I don't worry. Well, I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me in Dallas and El Paso. Now she's gone and I don't worry, but I'm sitting on top of the world. The Mississippi River, deep and wide. She's gone and I don't worry, but I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't you come here running, poking out your hand. She's gone and I don't worry, but I'm sitting on top of the world.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I hope you enjoyed sitting on top of the world. We've had so many requests since we've been here, and we've tried to fill a good many of them, all that we could really get to. Here's a number that we will do for you. Let's see. It's entitled Molly and Ten Books. This is an old Kentucky racehorse song. And we've had a request for it, so we'll do it.
Let's see your feet.
Release on Decca Record. This is a number that James Monroe and myself recorded, and it's we have some of them for sale here. When we also have albums of the Bluegrass Boys and me that we've recorded down through the years if you would like to have a souvenir of the Bluegrass Boys. This number's entitled I Haven't Seen Mary in Years. While walking one day in the country, we that's our latest release on Decca Record. And on the other side is a banjo number that I wrote entitled Cross the Cumberland. So we'd like to do that for you now. That features a real yarber. Thank you. We have a request for Shy, and we won't be able to get that this time.
All the time!
I'm a man!
Body and soul. Can you fellas do that in harmony? Rawhide, we were going to do that just a little bit, because I'm going to really turn loose here on these fellas, and they're going to have to hang on. We've had requests for a number entitled Close By. It's a real low singing song. You don't have to hit very high notes. So we're going to do that for you.
You have done, but
so had no wheel be close by. I would like to speak to Carlton Haney if there's any change if he's around here. Now we're going to try to get to a little mandolin number here called Rawhide.
Come on, I'll leave the chair section.
What, Mr. Hartford?
I would like to say before we start this number here that this mandolin that I'm getting ready to play was given to me yesterday by Mr. Elmer Haar, and he lives down near Bristol, Virginia. Is that right, Kenny? Bristol and Kingsport, down in that part of the country. And he presented me with this fine mandolin yesterday. And it'll be a keepsake of mine the rest of my days, and it'll be turned over to James Monroe. But I'd like to really break it in now on a number called Rawhide. Quartet for a number now, if you don't mind. That brings in James Monroe, Rule Yarber, and Doug Green and myself. This is a number titled I Saw the Light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw. Lord, I saw the light. the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
That a good one. Everybody take a break in it.
Thank you a lot. We had three fiddlers here, and a good many years ago I done some recording where we used three fiddles, and today we're going to come out with an old-time fiddle number here and let each fiddle take a break on it. It's called Sally Gooden. It's really a fine old-time fiddle number, and you can get to hear each fiddler as he comes around to the microphone. Maybe the banjo and the mandolin might get in on this, but we hope you will enjoy.
Let me go work on this side over here.
Thank you.
Friends, I believe that our time's up. We have enjoyed playing for you here, and I hope that you've enjoyed it. We're going to be back later on this evening. And it's really, I want to say again, it's really nice to see you here at the Beardsville Bluegrass Folk Festival. And it's a pleasure for the Bluegrass Boys to be here. If you want to meet any of them, if you want a souvenir of the Bluegrass Boys, we'll have them over near the bus. So come over. We'd be glad to talk with you and shake hands with you. I want to thank you a lot, and we'll see you a little bit later on this evening.